Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, that sounds horrible.
What in the world?
Oh, my God. Hey, forget that. Forget all that nonsense. Welcome. This is welcome to HR Happy Hour. This is the HR Happy New Year's Eve show.
Woo!
Those with me, of course, Shauna Morkey. Shauna, how are you tonight?
I'm doing very good.
That is fantastic. We have a big show tonight. I love this kind of show. It's a fun show. No guests, no topics. Just a couple of hours of friends and listeners calling in, saying hi. The call-in number tonight, 646-378-1086. Go ahead and jump in. There's plenty of spots on the lines right now. Go ahead and press 1 once you connect, and we will get you on as quickly as possible. We want to take a lot of calls tonight.
Totally.
Talk about whatever you want. Just say hello, wish your friends a happy new year, and just hang out a little bit with us tonight. But before we get to all that, before we start getting into calls and the nonsense that we normally do, we have an incredibly special guest tonight on the HR Happy Hour.
Oh, very exciting.
This is a guest we've tried to book in the past. He's turned down for various reasons. But tonight we have him. Welcome to the HR Happy Hour, Ken Ruderman. Ken, how are you tonight?
Doing great. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you for joining us. Ken, let me ask you something. Were you coerced into this appearance at all by your lovely wife, the great Lori Ruderman?
I wouldn't call it coercion, but it was an intense form of persuasion.
Strongly suggested.
Yes.
Well,
awesome.
We are glad that you came on with us. Ken, let me ask you a question. What's it like for you to be, you know, to be married to such a superstar like Lori? I mean, you're getting
really?
Kind of. Are you feeling a little bit like the, you know, guy who's married to Madonna kind of syndrome that no one knows who he is?
Oh.
I guess I'm just interested to know that she's actually a superstar because she tells me she is, but someone else has actually told me she is.
She's great. She's been on the show a number of times, of course. She's a great supporter of the show. We all love her.
And we love her, yeah.
I think we'll turn the tables a little bit. We had about 2 minutes to prepare for this, and we thought, how can we, like, dig on Ken a little bit and embarrass Ken? Now I'm thinking it might be more fun to turn the tables a little bit. So maybe what could you share with our audience who's, everybody knows Lori. Everybody reads her blog, and so we all know who she is. But tell us something about her that maybe we don't know, that you're comfortable sharing.
Ooh.
Let's see.
Definitely something about
what dirt.
I'm thinking hard here. Probably her favorite clothing is a pair of pajamas.
Oh, she always says about her yoga pants. You need to go to something better.
she's not as glamorous and stylish as we think. Is that what you're saying?
I'm just saying, don't go by the pictures you see on our blog.
Oh.
Because
a lot of hidden things going on back there that we getting out of public view. All right. Hey, listen, I just want one more question for you. I don't want to keep you. Unlike the rest of us, Ken and Lori do have plans. They have a real sort of real person life beyond, you know, doing the show on New Year's Eve. So, Ken, let me ask you something. What's it like with all those cats? Everybody knows about the cast. There's cats everywhere.
Good question.
We hear about them a lot. One of them is very famous in his own right, Mr. Scrubby.
Mr. Scrubby.
How's life with all those guys?
Well, I tell you, some people think 5 cats is a lot of cats, but once you get past 2, it's all the same.
As someone who formerly had 5 cats, I can attest to that.
Awesome. Ken, hey, Ken, look, thanks so much for coming on and being a good sport. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Ken.
Sure thing. And Lori wishes all everyone out there a happy new year, and looking forward to great 2010.
Oh.
Hey, Ken, thanks so much. Don't be a stranger. Now that you're in the game here, you're in the HR Happy Hour game, you know, we've got to book you on a further
show.
Yeah, you know?
You have to come back on.
I'll see if I can work it into my schedule.
All right. All right, Ken, thank you very much.
Thanks.
Lori, thank you for setting that up.
Bye, guys.
Bye-bye.
Wow, can you believe that, Shauna? What a special guest out of the blue. I think a lot of people were probably unsure that Ken was even a real person, right?
We see pictures.
yeah. Hey, so that was cool. Thanks, Lori, again. Thanks so much, Ken. Hey, Shauna, why don't you do the honors? Let's just get it going. We've got a few folks queued up, so take it away.
Let's see. Why don't we start with area code 770? Hello?
Shauna, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Who is this? Debbie.
Hi, right? Debbie.
Hey, Happy New Year, everybody. I'm at a neighbor's for New Year's. Hey, Steve. I just wanted to call in and say Happy New Year, and thank you for just a great 2009. I was in transition. I've landed, and I just wanted
Good
to thank
you.
Everyone. Thank you, and I just wanted to say that being in this community and being with you guys and many people that are listening has been just a wonderful experience, and I wanted to just come on and say if there's anybody I can ever help or connect with on LinkedIn or continue in Twitter, it's just been one of the greatest experiences I've had, and I just wanted to come on and say thanks for including me and embracing me in your world, and I just wanted to wish everybody a Happy New Year.
Debbie, thanks so much. That's great. I'm so glad that things have worked out for you. Now, you're on the new thing already, right, as far as I know, right?
Yeah. As a matter of fact, I'll share with you, I was at a meeting, and the CTO of my company was there in the meeting, and I happened to be chatting with someone else about somebody I was following and asked them, you know, who the analysts were that followed the firm. And she just asked me for some people to follow on Twitter and what applications I was using and had a bunch of questions about it. So it'll be interesting to see how social media continues to go through this company because it's just getting started there. So
cool.
And it's not in the HR community yet, but I'm hoping thanks to you guys, I'll be able to influence that a little bit.
Yeah.
And Shauna, if there's anything I can do to help you, let me know because this company is Minnesota based too. So.
Oh, which one is it?
FICO.
Oh. Yeah, totally. Keep your eyes out open. You know, keep your eyes open for me. That'd be awesome.
Yeah, so if you see anything, you know, let me know, and if there's anything I can do to help you, let me know.
Very cool. Thank you so much.
That'd
sure.
be awesome. Thanks for calling in. Hang out with us as long as you care to. We got plenty of folks on the line, but, you know, feel free to hang out or listen back over the Internet. Again, the call-in number is 646-378-1086. Call in, press 1, come on the line. We're just going to take calls for a while and try to have some laughs and some fun, so let us know what's on your mind. Things on 2009 you want to reflect on next year, what you're looking forward to, or you just want to kind of hang out and have some fun. So, Shauna, why don't you put up another caller for us? Shauna and I both in control tonight, so it's you never know who you're going to get. So, Shauna, take
right.
it over.
Okay, let's try, how about area code, I said go up. I'm getting used to it.
Not as easy as it looks, Shauna.
I guess not. I'm not giving you no credit. Okay, let's try area code 503. Who is this?
Hey, it's Mike Krupa.
Mike.
Hey.
How are you, buddy?
Good. How are you?
I picked a good one.
Yeah, you know, 503 has been a little bit, you know, and I've been a little tough on 503. We haven't heard much of 503 in the last few weeks.
I haven't been calling.
I know. I've been falling down on the job, but I'm here representing 503.
Yay.
I'm, you know, taking one for the team.
Yeah,
that makes it sound bad.
I know you just you got some things going on. You just moved your blog, right? We were talking about that a little bit today.
I did.
Yeah, it's cool.
I've moved my blog off of Blogger to WordPress, so I can take advantage of all the exciting plugins, and I can be a cool kid like everybody else.
Yeah.
I'm not quite cool yet. I haven't taken mine off of Blogger, so I really need to get on that this year.
Yeah. Well, right. You know, we need to talk about that too, Shauna.
Right.
What you have going on your site, your rebranding, your poll. So let's make sure we talk about that a little bit. So, hey, Michael, what's happening out in Portland these days? What's the good news for 2010?
What's the good news? Well, the good news is we had a white New Year's. Well, I guess it almost melted by today, but we didn't get the white Christmas, but we got the white New Year's, and it's been cold, but nice, and unfortunately it's cloudy out, and we won't be able to see the blue moon tonight, but... Oh,
didn't you tell me when I was out there that Portland, it supposedly doesn't get a lot of snow, and now this is, what, two winters in a row for you?
Yeah, I know. and it was no one forecasted the snow, so it showed up very unexpected. It was very icy, and traffic and commute was a nightmare. It took some people 6 hours to get home in some cases.
Oh,
it was horrible.
God.
So working from home has its advantages.
Yeah.
And I want to give a shout-out to HR Margo to let her know I am on the phone. I am on the call, representing area code 503.
Yeah, you know, and we're going to talk about this a little bit, too. I think we're going to try to do the best HR City show next week if we pull it together. So
you have to call back.
So we need to figure out what cities are even going to make the first cut to even be considered in running.
Ooh, exactly. And another shout-out to my BFF, Trish McFarland.
What is this, Total Request Live, the show now?
Yeah, totally.
Shout
it totally
out.
Is.
That's cool. Hey, Michael, hang out with us. Thanks. Enjoy the New Year. Happy New Year. Good luck with the new the blog URL. Is it the same, though? I think it is, right?
Is what? I'm sorry, what?
Your blog URL is still the same?
Yep, infoboxinc.com will get you there.
Infoboxinc.com, awesome, great. And we look forward to a lot of good things coming out of you in 2010, now that you've got a proper, you know, site organized. So.
Exactly.
Awesome. Hey, let's take some more calls. Who else we have queued up here? There's quite a few people waiting to come on.
Yeah, hello, everyone. Let's see. Well, let's see if this is who I think it is, based off of what Mike just said. Oh, come on. There you go. 513?
Yeah. It's me.
Is this Margo?
Oh, it sure is. How are you doing?
I'm psychic.
Ah, you are psychic. It's what I love about you. Well, happy New Year from Cincinnati, Ohio, from your dear friend Margo Rose at HR Margo. I am one of your biggest fans and love both of you very much.
Aww. You are one of the biggest fans, that's for sure. Thank you very much.
I'm a like a stalker fan, but you guys have had a great sense of... Look, I just really want to give a shout out to all the people who and this is kind of serious, but I want to say it, a shout out to all the people who are looking for jobs, myself included. My hope is that we all find jobs next year and land really well.
Hear, hear.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. It's been such a tough year, and, you know, we just got to hope things are going to pick up a little bit for folks who are looking in 2010, no doubt.
And
hang on the line for a second, Lady. We're about 15 minutes in to the HR Happy Hour, HR Happy New Year's Eve edition. A lot of folks waiting to come on. We're going to get to all the calls who are queued up in just a minute or two. I'm just taking a quick scan of Twitter. If you're hanging out and following on Twitter, we do have a hashtag, which is HR Happy Hour. We'll keep an eye on those as well. I did hear a rumor that Paul Hebert, who you might know as InSentinel, and sentence how on Twitter we'll be drinking a shot or a drink every time the HR Happy Hour hashtag is tweeted out tonight. Although I heard that it's about a half hour
He's
ago.
He's going to kill himself.
Yeah, I get the sense if he was actually trying that, he might not have lasted. So.
Oh, no, don't do it. Don't do it, Paul.
Yeah, I haven't seen much of him in the last few minutes or so, so I don't know if he's out there or not. So
he's already passed out.
Let's go ahead and pick up a few more calls. Sean, I'm going to grab the next one here, if you don't mind.
Go for it.
Hi, area code 404. You are on the HR Happy Hour.
Hey, guys. It's Stephanie Lloyd.
Hey.
Hi.
Hey, how are you?
I'm well. How's everybody doing?
Good.
Great.
It's so good to talk to you guys. Happy New Year to everybody.
Yeah, happy New Year to you. It's been a while. How have you been? How are things going for you?
You know, crazy busy, all well, of course. I took on unexpectedly a sourcing contract a few months ago, so that's been keeping me very busy, and that'll wrap up in a couple weeks. And so at this point, just from a business perspective, I've spent the last few weeks kind of doing my business planning for 2010, so I'm really excited.
Great, cool. What, any special new things going on, anything you can share? I know you've been doing your Dream Job Radio show. That will continue in 2010,
yeah.
I know.
Yes, and that's a lot of fun. I actually made the executive decision just this week to put that on hiatus just for the next few weeks. I have a show lined up for January 6th that I'm very excited about. It's Bert DeMars from Newell Rubbermaid here in Atlanta. And he is their marketing executive and heavily involved in their social media strategy. So that'll be a great show. And that's next Wednesday. And then I'm going to go on hiatus actually with the show for a few weeks because I want to really take the time to work on my strategy for the show over the next year. And I'm in that planning process right now. So that's kind of what's going on with the show, but I'm very excited about the direction that's going. And then I actually do have some big changes to announce. I can't go into detail yet, but
okay.
I am in talks with a business partner. And we're going through all of this.
Okay, that was weird. That wasn't me.
Together. Oh, what?
Sorry.
Are we okay?
I'm not sure. I didn't hear what.
Please continue.
What
I'm
happened.
Very sorry.
Who's typing? Who's typing right now? 513, is that you?
I think that's 513.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you muted me.
Well, there we go. Doing it now.
You're okay. I'm gonna start muting though. I'm not putting up with typing.
Done.
I knew this was a bad idea the New Year's
See,
Eve
you,
show.
See, you can't trust those 513 people.
513 is going on mute right now.
Yep.
Stephanie, go ahead. You were talking about your
business partner.
Oh,
so basically, yeah. So I'm in talks with a potential business partner right now, which I'm very excited about. We're going through the planning process. So once we kind of get through all of that, then I'll be able to kind of make the announcement, which I'm really excited about. So a lot going on over here these days, a lot of really great things.
That's really cool. Really cool.
Yeah.
Stephanie, thanks for calling in. Say hi. Hang out with us as long as you care to, as long as you can put up with the nonsense.
Thank you, Stephanie.
Well, happy to be here with you guys, and Happy New Year to everybody.
Yeah, same to you. Thank you.
Yeah.
Let's go. Where else here, Shauna? Let's see. Shauna, where do you want to go? You see all the calls. Who do you think we want to go to now?
Let's see. How about? Have we done 203 yet? Why don't we try them?
Yeah. Go ahead.
Okay. You know, I've got to get the hang of this. 203, you're up.
Hey, Eric.
Hello.
Who's that?
This is Peter Clayton from Total Picture Radio.
Oh, hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Fantastic.
I'm actually really geeked out today. I've been reading all of these predictions for 2010 and what's going to be happening with Facebook and Twitter and augmented reality and everything going real time. In fact, there is a new post up on Mashable about Twitter being used to notify people of blocks on roads for checking for drunk driving. You know.
Okay. Sure.
So everything is everything is going real time.
Wow.
I can prove it. Do you need to know where to find that tonight? Do we need to get on that right now for you, or are you okay?
No,
do we need to stage an intervention, Peter?
I ran out of Viagra, so I'm home tonight.
Okay, good. I think that's good. Sounds good.
We're wild and crazy tonight.
I think that, there's just so many things going on, especially with Facebook, that are really going to impact what's going to happen in 2010 in the recruiting and HR space. And also with LinkedIn, and I think there's just so many things going on right now. It's the old information overload that everybody's experiencing.
I tell you what, I'm experiencing it too right now, Shauna. You know what I'm saying? Look at our switchboard right now, and that's like we've had more calls too. So we're experiencing a little information overload now.
Well, people like us. Bonus.
Yeah, I guess so. That must be it.
Why else would they call? Do you hear a train wreck?
Possibly.
we snored my drink.
Calling in and saying hello. So tell us what have you got going on for 2010 you might want to mention quickly.
A lot of great interviews are coming up in 2010, and I'm going to be covering a lot more of the conferences and events that I did last year, and hopefully they will be more than 50% filled like they were this year. I was really thrilled and encouraged with the Social Recruiting Summit in New York City that our friend Lori was the MC of and did a fantastic job. And I think that is a real trend and a direction for a lot of these conferences. As Laurie put it, why not use a comedy club for HR conferences? It's the perfect venue, And I think it's a scale that you really can communicate with people and connect with people, and it's a venue that folks like ERE can go into and they don't get, raped by hotels. Because it's not a hotel, so you've already got the Wi-Fi, you've got the projection, you've got the bar, you got the glasses, you got the food, and it's basically you can go in there for one day and have an event, and in a venue that is scaled for people, You don't need a Segway to get around in the damn place.
Yeah, I think those are some good points, Peter. Thank you. Thanks so much for calling in. Saying hello.
No, thank you.
For Happy Hour Crowd. I know it's the first time you've called in. We appreciate that.
Totally.
We have about 7 or 8 other folks who want to jump in, so I'm gonna rattle off a few more calls. Sean, I'll take this next one. We'll go to, let's see, area code 847.
Hey, guys. Jason Seiden. How are you?
Hey, Jason.
Seiden. What's up, brother?
Happy, healthy new year. And,
yeah, you too.
I missed the last couple shows due to some travel schedule stuff, and I just couldn't let 209 close without calling in one more time.
No, great.
So what do you have for me? So you guys keep asking all your guests, what do we have for 2010? What do you got for me? What do you got for the audience? What's coming? What's happening that you haven't told us yet? What are you holding in reserve?
Pressure, Steve.
Pardon me? I'm not sure what you're talking about. We've got some fun shows coming up. Sean and I are spending the holiday break. We've been corresponding and working on lining up shows for next year. We've got a couple of books and a few more sort of in flux. We're a lot more good stuff, good guests coming, some fun stuff as well as some real, you know, a little more serious stuff. Some really, I think some good shows coming up. The response has been great, especially in the last month or so. And so we're encouraged by that, and we're going to continue trying to, you know, come up with good content and good guests and keep at it. Is that vague enough?
I mean, yeah,
that is kind of vague. Watched,
useless answer to a question I have ever heard.
I'm much better on the show when I ask the questions, or I can, like, you know, just.
Yeah, but you know, I like
the piss on area code 513, which I'm about to start doing. So, to get out of it. But let's not talk about me. No one cares about me. Let's talk about you.
No, we totally care about you.
You know, we can talk about me.
You've got a book launch coming up, right? Let's talk about that.
I do. So Super Staying Power officially came out in November. I was out in D.C. to find folks at Smart Brief, and Mark and Job Angels helped do my official launch in D.C. I've got a Chicago launch coming up here, and the Marketing Machine will move into full effect. I'm presently, literally, while I'm on the line with you, dealing with a hacked website and making some updates.
Oh, no.
Well, you know, it happens. I've had it for a while. About time I deal with it.
Fuck.
So 2010 is actually starting off very clean. Two books now. I just wrapped up a promotion for How to Self-Destruct. Super Staying Power is launched. I've got a lot of traction. People are calling. People are interested in having me come out and deliver the expertainment message, as I call it. I think some of the comments that you've been hearing, I agree with. The direction that things are moving is away from that stiff PowerPoint training, and I think that's a good thing. I don't look at this and say, you know, people don't have the patience for training anymore. I look at this and I say, you know what? We finally cracked the code that understanding something intellectually is not enough. You have to make an emotional connection to the material in order to internalize it and use it. So I'm embracing this whole trend towards expertainment, and apparently other people are too. So I'm a happy guy.
Great. Hey, that's awesome, Jason. Thanks for calling in. Thanks for, you know, dropping by. It's been a while. You know, we try to book Jason too. Jason's tough. He's tough to track down. He's busy. He's vacationing.
Yeah.
And he's out of climates.
He's very popular, yes.
You know what? I'm doing market research on the customer service habits of various hotels and resorts. Is really what's going on.
You know, I think we're going to look back on this, Sean, and we were lucky to get Jason. You know, when he did come on the show.
What
another year from now, we won't be able to touch him. You know,
we're going
to. He better be available in a week when I'm come out to Chicago.
For sure. And Steve, I don't see that day ever happening. It's going to be quite the opposite. I'm going to call up one day. You're going to be, Jason, who? Block all calls from 847-312. So listen, I know you.
No
guys,
way.
I know you got other callers. I just wanted to wish both of you a very happy, healthy new year. You guys have put together just an unbelievably great resource in 09, and I look forward to the continuation and continued evolving of HR Happy Hour in 2010 and beyond.
Jason, thanks so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Jason.
Bye, guys.
Cool.
Bye.
Take care, Jason. All right, Shauna. All right, let's do a quick reset. We're about half. Man, have we gone a half an hour already?
Wow, that went fast.
If Tammy Colson is listening, Tammy, I'm enjoying one of the fine beverages you sent me. I appreciate it very much. I'm going to need another one soon. The time is just flying by, so I may have to take a quick little refreshment break in a second. But so HR Happy Hour, HR Happy New Year. Call in, say hi. The calling number is 646-378-1086. And once you connect, go ahead and press 1, and we'll get you on as quickly as we can. Shauna, you do the honors. Put up another call if you don't mind.
Sure, no problem. How about 305? Let's
305.
It's John Nicolaisen.
John, how are you?
Hi.
I'm doing great. Yeah, I love the dead silence. It's like, great. How can I follow Sidon? He's like so awesome. And then it's like.
I think the way you follow him is try to make fun of him.
Well, okay. I will tell you that I'm standing outside looking up at the blue moon in jeans and a t-shirt.
Nice.
So everybody who's in the cold, Sorry, and I know Matt's going to make fun of me in Wisconsin that Miami was cold at 50 degrees, blah, blah, blah. And, Paul, and I hope, Paul, if you are listening, you know, make fun of my Hurricanes, but, you know, Ohio State, you're killing me. You're killing me. So keep hitting those pound hashtag happy hour, HR happy hours. I want to see him smashed.
Yeah, I love this. I love how John gets on the phone. And for those who don't know, John, you might know John as BK Recruiter on Twitter.
Yep.
John gets on the phone and just starts taking shots. He's just calling people out. He's calling out Matt
Spillock,
BK Bruno. He's calling out Paul Hebert. I love it. It's great. Call him out.
And you know, and it's funny because I'm here with a buddy of mine, and he's a Federale, and he's looking at me like cross-eyed right now, like, what the hell are you doing? So I have to be, like, really careful. Hey, man, that's how I roll.
Yeah. Hey, God, you had a really, just real quick, you had a good year. You had a big year. I know you passed your SPHR recently, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I did. Thank you. Yes, that was a labor of love. I was studying for that while we were in Louisville. I did a lot of studying.
Yeah, it looked like you were working hard.
Yeah. No, it was. It was. 2009 was a great year. I mean, even, you know, jokingly talking about, or seriously talking about what we did over at BK and in the social media space and a lot of the cool projects that we got to do and stuff. I really want to say thank you because the community that I was able to get involved with really helped my team and my bosses understand the value of the space and allowed me to kind of champion that in the corporate world. So that was actually really cool, and I'm really grateful and thankful for that. So thanks a lot, guys. I genuinely appreciate it. And that goes out to everybody that I had an opportunity to interact with and to talk with. So thank you very much for that.
Hey, John, that's really nice of you to say that. And I believe a little bit of backpedaling. I love John. It's great because John comes in, he takes a couple shots, then he backpedals, he thanks everybody, you know.
He's always such a sweet guy.
Yeah,
well, I can't. I don't want to bully anybody. I feel bad about the whole bullying thing, and, you know. you get those bad flashbacks, you know. Oh, no. But I do. Oh, I actually did. I'm sorry, Steve. Did I just, like, totally screw you up? I apologize.
You know, it's difficult to screw up something that has very little plan, structure, or agenda.
Very, very little plan.
You're good.
I actually am working on a new, I got a new domain, and I'm actually going to be moving over my writing to this new domain. I got a weird bit of inspiration. And so I got to work this out. I'm going to start writing under Fast Food HR. And
Fast Food HR. That's pretty cool. I like that.
Yeah. So I just secured fastfoodhr.com. I threw the WordPress thing up there. So now I'm working on trying to get the front page to look cool. It's completely just kind of there in a space, and it's not there yet, but that's going to be my new thing and my new space,
cool.
And I'll shamelessly or gratuitously rip off from other people and credit them.
Go for it.
Yeah,
all the time.
That's not even needed, probably. Most of them don't. Good. Fast Food HR, I love it. Very cool.
Yeah.
Well, great. John, thanks so much. Have a great happy new year. Thanks for calling and hanging out with us as long as you care to.
Yeah.
I just got the cross-eyed look from my wife as I'm standing outside, and she's looking at me kind of funny, so I do need to get inside, but I just wanted to wish everybody a happy and a healthy. And it's a beautiful night out. If you can get outside and take a look up at that big blue moon, it is pretty. And y'all be safe and have a good one.
Great.
Me
John,
too.
You too. Great. Thanks so
Cheers.
Much.
Cheers. Bye-bye.
All right. Let's keep going. We got a few more folks on the line here. Sean, I'll grab the next one. Let's go to area code 630. You're on HR Happy Hour. Nope, we lost them. Let's try again.
Oh, no. Are they back?
Yeah, 630, are you there?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
Yeah, hi, Yusuf.
Hey, it's Brian Abramowitz. How you doing?
Brian,
hi.
How are you?
Happy New Year, guys.
Happy New Year.
You had a big 2009, Brian.
It's been an incredible year, and just looking forward to getting into 2010 and, you know, settling into the new reality.
The new reality of having, like, two little kids or three. How many do you have now?
Yeah.
Two or three?
Yeah, it'll be three under three.
Right?
Oh. Wow.
Just doesn't feel like it yet because two of them aren't home yet. But they'll be home soon, and they'll be running around like crazy. It's going to be
fantastic.
Absolute chaos, and I'm looking forward to it.
Very
cool.
There's
a little something called sleep. Yeah, you may remember it someday. Yeah, you know.
Have you gotten it back yet, Steve?
Yeah, no, I'm squarely back in the ability to sleep camp. Yeah,
nice.
The 3 under 3, boy, that's tough sledding, but great. Good for you, Brian. Congratulations.
Yeah, no, thank you. Yeah, it's 3 boys under 3, so my wife is definitely going to be completely surrounded by testosterone as they get older. It's going to be absolutely
horrible.
Now, if she starts dressing one of them up in dresses, I'll be really concerned.
Yeah. At least it's not you, though, right? You can look at the bright side that way. Right?
Oh, yeah,
we're not going to go there. Yeah, I'm not going to take the discussion down the path that the previous caller said.
Yeah,
are you sure?
We probably don't need to do that. No one cares about that stuff. We'd rather talk about who cares about Viagra? Was that Krupa? Who ran out of Viagra and was not able to go out tonight?
That was Peter Clayton. That wasn't Michael.
Sorry, Michael. Sorry, I didn't know who that was.
Oh, you're so mean.
Oh, that was the highlight of the show.
That totally wasn't me. You are in so much trouble, Bo.
Oh,
no, it's hard.
BFF is going to come after you.
Shauna, tell him there's like 17 people on the phone. It's very difficult to figure out what's what at this point.
Yeah, Mike does not sound like Peter.
Hey, I'm sorry.
I think Steve has had a little bit too much before the show.
No, I
just
didn't.
Say it.
I didn't, but that could imply that. Never mind. Let's never mind what it could imply. And we'll just carry on forward. And
yeah. Apparently, Steve, I've been accused of bullying you.
Oh no, we can't have that. That's actually not
calling you out.
No, we. Oh, cool. I'm just checking. Thank you, Tammy. I saw that. Awesome. Thank you for the Tammy Colson shout out on the care package she sent me this week, which is phenomenal. Thanks so much, Brian. What else you got? You want to just hang out with us for a little while? Are you good or what?
No, I'll hang out for a while. It's I'm spending a quiet night at home because it's been just an insane, not only an insane week, but the last 6 weeks have just been pure chaos. I'm looking forward to a nice relaxing night at home and just laughing along with you guys, if you don't mind.
Cool. Absolutely.
Okay.
Hang out with us. Hey, Shauna, let's grab, can you grab line number 13, if you could?
Sure. Let's see. So that is area code 703. Who's this?
Savvy, this is Tracy Tran speaking.
Hey.
Tracy, how are you, pal?
Doing pretty well. Pretty well. Stuck in the wintry mist in Fairfax, Virginia, so
can I just stop you? Is there any more stupid phrase in weather, reporting and forecasting than wintry mix? I mean, that sounds so pleasant, but it actually sucks. Like, everything about a wintry mix is just crappy.
But it brings such a lovely visual to mind.
We had nothing on Christmas, but we had, the week before, we had like a 20-foot blizzard coming in, and then now we have a wintry mix, so... I think Mother Nature is dumping on us for the holiday season.
So what's going on, Tracy? What's happening with you?
Well, pretty much, I've been pretty busy. I've been consulting with an organization that really needed my help. I was there originally for doing recruiting stuff, and then a couple months ago, the whole HR department left, so I had to do HR and recruiting duties for this organization. So. I'm going to be there for the next month and see how it goes for the rest of the year in 2010. And just coming by, you've been very helpful with me. The sports show, I really enjoy that. And just four
yeah,
things.
Yeah, I do. I was telling Sean I wanted to do another sports show. So if we do,
totally.
I will let you know for sure, Tracy, because I love that show. That was one of my favorites of the whole year.
Yeah, what's more as well. Well, I'm kind of biased on that one since I was in it, but
yeah, you were biased.
Well, the Olympics are coming up too.
Yes, Yeah, and actually, I just want to mention four things. One, I just want to test if the listenership has been dropped since my presence is here. And two, for the people who I haven't met, I hope I'm going to meet you next year in 2010. And, Sean, I know next month you'll be in D.C.
Yeah. You're going to come see me?
See you there. Yeah, so I hope to see you there. And was it in the last week of January, I believe?
Yeah, the 26th, the 27th, and the 28th, I will be there. So if you can't meet me for, like, drinks or dinner or something like that, we can do, like,
guys,
breakfast.
Wait a minute. You guys are going to plan your lunch date? You know, come on. You can take that offline. Come on. You're killing it.
Oh, my bad.
Come on, Stacey.
Also,
like, no, you have other things to do.
I'm kidding. Relax.
I have to
booked a two-hour show for tonight. I got plenty of time. Don't worry. Organize your lunch. It's fine.
And then the last thing for you, Steve, I know you had a wonderful holiday season with the Mets signing Jason Bay. And how
I
would
did.
The Jets? How do you feel about those lucky Jets? Do they even deserve to be in the playoffs? Come on,
the
now.
Jets are horrible. I'm going to tell you something. If they make the playoffs, I almost hope they don't. If they make the playoffs, they'll lose 35-7 in the first week, no matter who they play. They're a terrible team. We basically have the worst starting quarterback in the league, I think, at this point. And the defense is overrated. You know, there's been a couple of games where the defense, no one really cares about this, but the defense couldn't make a big stop when they really needed it in a couple of games, which cost them. So it's they're a terrible team, and I hate to say that being a big fan, but they're horrible.
Well, all I can say is that your quarterback is better than our quarterback here in D.C. So
yeah, he is pretty bad. That's true.
Yeah.
Thanks so much. And listen, I'll let you know if we do another sports show. I'd like to try to do another one next year. And so we'll definitely pick you up and get you back on for that.
All right, Rachel, have a happy new year, everyone.
Yeah, you too.
Buddy.
All right.
We're doing good here. You know, I see Shauna down on line number 17 or now 16. Someone hung up. Why don't you put up line number 16 for us?
I believe that this is the legend himself.
You must be talking about somebody else.
Happy
New Year! I'm calling you.
You
from I've already got 5 hours. It this year is quite old for me now. I'm an hour and 42 minutes into it. So you know, I can tell you what's going to happen in 2010 because it's already happened here. We've already had some fireworks.
Well,
this
world hasn't ended.
What was that, Steve?
That's
sorry, I missed.
Fine cards.
Yeah. That's, it's a year to be true to yourself. It's the year to be true. I think this is going to be a really interesting year in terms of what's going to. I talked about it a little bit before. I don't want to get too heavy on the New Year program, but this coming year, I think what's going to be really interesting is how the as people get busier, how much our networks change and how many people stay in them and how much people are willing to share as we move forward and how much actually we're going to see people holding back a little bit. So I think it's going to be quite a challenging year in two ways. One is going to be managing the recovery in the right way. And I believe there is going to be a recovery, getting your timing and tactics right. But the other thing is watching your network and how the behavior changes so that we can actually move. So that as network behavior changes, we can make sure we're doing the right things to have some influence.
Do you feel positive about 2010?
Globally, I've got some reasoning behind that. I think what I track some recruitment businesses globally, and a recession behaves recruitment-wise in four different ways. The first one is the temp contract and interim business rises and the perm business collapses, and that happened, but depending what country you're in, between July and September of last year. And the second phase is when there's absolutely no permanent recruitment going on, no contract or temporary. That happened around about November the recovery is when the contract, the interim, and the temp market starts rising, and that's been happening since March of this year. Some sectors are going to be different to that. You're going to get sectors and local geography which is different. But what we're seeing is each week increasingly the numbers of temps and contractors and interim have increased. That means that companies are busier and there's employer confidence. I think what the difference is that there's two things you have to do to appreciate the optimism. One is you can't compare this year with last year, because 12, 18 months ago was an unusual high, and those times won't necessarily come back. But what you can do is look and say, actually things are getting better. They're just improving at a very slow rate. And where I think the challenge comes for HR professionals, for job seekers, and for everyone else is that what's interesting at the moment is the number of vacancies, the number of opportunities are increasing, but the level of unemployment is still increasing. Not at the same rate, but that's increasing. Now, what that tells me is the real challenge is in the skills gap between what people have been developed and educated and trained to do over the past 5-10 years, plus the use of what's been a transient workforce that will move from places like India and China and so on and work in the Western economies.
Yeah.
Those people are not coming in. There's a big skills gap, and that's where the challenge is going to be, in how we're going to develop the skills and how we're going to develop the skills and getting businesses to change their thinking in terms of actually we need to be investing time. We're not going to get the perfect fit because those skills aren't there. We need to be investing time and money on development of individuals.
Hey, Bill. Listen,
hope that wasn't too heavy for New Year.
That was a lot of heavy, yeah.
Yeah, I know. That was a lot to digest, and, you know, perhaps we have a long show, so maybe we can swallow that all in. But let me just quickly, and, you know we are going to do, I'll just say this, we are going to do a special show in a few weeks. Bill and I have talked about it. We're going to do a preview show in January, maybe the third week or so. I can't remember, Bill, but a True London sort of preview show. So the event in London. So, maybe just quickly tell us just a little bit about True London and how folks can find out about it, get tickets, and find out what's going on out in London in February.
Well, the place to look at it, and I'll tweet it out in a second because I know that's where everybody lives, but it's the True Conference, thetrueconferences.com, which is TRUCONFERENCES.com. That's got all the detail, or you can find information direct from my blog, which is Recruiting Unblog. That's got the carnival going on at the moment, which I think a lot of people are following with interest. The big thing I think is going to be interesting this time around is that we're getting global over what we're doing, because we've got some great track leaders coming over from America. We've got some of the top track leaders from the UK who are really experts in the field, know far more about stuff than I do. I've got a couple of people coming over from the Netherlands that have built a LinkedIn group of 40,000 members. I've got some people coming from Asia, from India and Singapore. I've got some attendees who, and these are reasonably high level. I've got some attendees who are coming in from Australia. So I think what's going to be interesting is this is actually going to be a genuine global mashup.
Global mashup. I like the sound of that.
Yeah. That's
from the show tonight, Shauna. A genuine global mashup. I like that.
That's a nice
one. Yeah.
Sound.
Yeah, and I think that, you know, the tracks I'm going to be really interested in is one of the tracks we're running is on culture clashes, and that's really just looking at the ways in which you need to do business in different places, which I think is one of the things which I'm really excited about. The whole True events, we've got seven unconferences we're running between India and the USA, Australia. And I think at the end of next year, when we're talking at the end of next year, it's going to be interesting that and I know this from the time I spend talking to you guys online and so on, is that we actually all face the same problems. It's just sometimes our domestic markets mean we have to deal with them in different ways.
Right.
And that's the thing. I'm really looking forward to that. And the other thing is, I just think with networking now, with reach now, the opportunity between merging practices between what you do in the US and what we do in the UK, particularly around sourcing and corporate recruiting, which is an area of a lot of interest in the UK right now and something we're not massive on. I think that's going to be something that's going to come out of it. And equally, I think some of the recruiting practices that you'll take away when you go back, which you'll pick up from both the corporate recruiters and the third-party recruiters, is going to be amazing. The other thing is just the energy. I think you go to an event like that, and you know that from HR Evolution and so on, the difference that you get from an unconference as opposed to a conference over the energy you get from it, from the whole vibe, is something I'm really looking forward to.
Yeah, no, I'm looking forward to it. HR Evolution was a great event. It was really highlighted in 2009, certainly. And honestly, if you look back, we look back on some of the shows that we did, Shauna, this year, I think the HR Evolution show that we did, not the live one we did, but the one we did prior to the event, might still be the most listened to show of all of our shows this year. I'd have to look again, but...
Really?
Yeah, that show was really popular. I'm not really sure completely why. I think it got linked to in a lot of
it's
places.
It's energy, Steve.
Energy.
That was fantastic.
And so, yeah, I'm looking forward to True London. I can't wait to get out there. I haven't been to London in a long time. So I'm looking forward to it. We got to get Shauna out there, so maybe we can figure out a way to, figure out how we can get, the official HR Happy Hour delegation, sent out to London, which would be really cool. And so,
I'm sure many of your sponsors listening in would say, actually, we'd like to be represented there.
Yeah.
I mean, we're going to have a whole. We want to feature HR Happy Hour quite closely. Obviously, we've got Stephanie coming over to do with Dream Job. I'll be doing my show. Alan Whitford's doing a show. John Ingham, who you spoke to, has a. John's going to be running a show. We've also got live internet streamline broadcasts from RecruiterCast and CareerCast interviewing different people. So there's going to be, I think, the event, what you get, and you had exactly the same thing with Evolution, is probably the event's about 70% of what goes on around the event, not just what's going on in the physical place. You have to go physically to get the energy out of it, but it's all the conversation. Like you said, a show 2 weeks before was a great show because it had some focus. A show you did after, some of the connections you make, just following different events. And for me, I was following Evolution really closely and saying, really would have liked to be there, I'm so pleased Trish is coming.
Yeah, so much of the value was certainly in the casual stuff, the offline stuff. But it was great, and so, more of the same in 2010, I think, will be great. True London should be exciting, and I can't wait to get out there.
We want
to
take Happy Hour Global, Steve. We want to take you everywhere. I'll
tell you what, we could do that. We are sort of a global mashup.
I want you broadcasting from India and Australia and everywhere else with the Happy Hour and spreading the word.
Do it. I'm ready to go. So you let me know, and we're there. So, hey, Shauna, we got one more caller who wants to jump on right now. So if anybody else is hanging out and wants to jump on, go ahead and press 1. If anybody's just listening online and wants to get in, we have plenty of spots, 646-378-1086, and go ahead and press 1. If you're hanging out and just want to say hi, there's a lot of listeners and fans of the show. Just go ahead and shout it out and say hi and say Happy New Year. That would be awesome. I'm going to take the call on line 12 right now.
Okay.
Hi, area code 972. You're on HR Happy Hour.
Happy New Year, Steve. This is Lois.
Hey,
hi, Lois.
Melbourne from Acquire.
Speaking of sponsors.
Yes. In fact, I finally have more koozies. If anyone will DM me with their address, I will mail them the official HR Happy Hour Acquire Koozie.
Awesome. Yeah, let's
very cool.
Maybe someone can tweet that out for us on the HR Happy Hour hashtag so folks will see it. Yeah, absolutely. That would be great. Lois, how are you? How are things in Texas?
I am doing great. Texas is great. Acquire has finished out a phenomenal year. We broke records for the year, the quarter, the month. It's been good.
So you had a good 2009.
We've had a good 2009, yes. And you know,
I'd like to think some of that was the association with the show.
If nothing else, it's the good karma.
Exactly.
Totally.
You know, listening to Bill talk about what trends are, I was thinking about, well, what are the trends that we are seeing? And a big one that's helping us be successful, but that should be exciting about for a lot of people, is we're seeing succession planning and really looking at the quality of staff and the development of staff and the succession for key positions is a real driving force for companies right now. And doing the analytics for who do we have and who are we keeping and how do we keep them. Retention is a reoccurring theme for us. So I think 2010 is going to be good in a lot of ways. I think companies are really trying to step up the quality of their deliverables to employees as well as what they expect of employees. So that's encouraging to me.
Right. Yeah. Acquire has such a great, I'm not just saying this because I have an Acquire beer koozie here, which I do, quite frankly, but Acquire has such a great set of products and great people behind them. And, you know, we just love them. They've been great to us. But, you know, honestly, for years, you know, I've been a user of Acquire software products. And, you know, they're just, for what they do, they're the best out there, and there's no doubt about it. And I'm happy to say that. So, and really happy that Lois has been so great supporting the show.
Yeah.
You know, I really appreciate that.
Well, you know, Steve, I owe my Twitter success to you. I went back and was looking today, and you were my number two person I followed on Twitter.
All right, number two.
Hey.
Who's number one? Was it like somebody cool, like, I don't know,
Lori?
Oprah or somebody like that?
it was Guy Kawasaki. Does that count?
I'll take number two to him, I suppose. He's marginally.
But you know what? I unfollowed him, and I still
there
followed
you go.
Him.
Ooh.
He talks too much. His interns talk too much.
That's the key.
I'm much more subtle and nuanced in my updates, you know. Let me make sure that's all quality.
Yeah.
It's a puppy.
That's great. Awesome. Well, Lois, thanks so much again. Thanks for everything. Happy New Year to you. And
yeah, Happy New Year, Lois.
And Happy New Year to you. And Acquire is looking forward to helping to take HR Happy Hour on the road more in 2010.
Yeah. Yeah, we've got a little event in Honolulu I'm working on, so I'll be you offline about that. And we can.
Yeah, I have family we could stay with, so no hotel.
Yeah, we could work on maybe getting that arranged.
we can work on that. Wasn't aware of that one, but hey, you know.
Yeah, well, it's a small event, you know, not kind of under the radar, but you know, might be worthwhile.
We'll get this show on the road a bit more.
Yeah.
And Acquire is happy to help out with that.
Awesome. Sweet. Thank you again so much. And have a great, great
thank you.
And hang out with us as long as you care to tonight. We got and folks who are hanging out on the line who are still sort of, the lines are still all open. If you want to chime in, say, you know, get back into the discussion, feel free. You know, again, there's no agenda. There's no real plan for tonight. We do have a few more calls coming up, but, again, you know, the lines are open. So 513 is not open yet, and I'm really, really – I'm not sure how.
Nice.
I don't want to talk about 513 anymore, but the rest of them are open, so.
That's fine.
All right, Sean, we're about an hour in. Should we just keep going? You know, what do you think?
I think we need a little more time. This is a lot of fun.
All right. Stephanie, that was you, right?
It is, yes.
Okay, cool. Yeah, no, hang out with us. That's awesome. You know, I don't wanna cut anybody off. I just wanna make sure we're still, you know, keeping an eye on the tweet stream and making sure we have folks still engaged and still listening in. You know, it is New Year's Eve. You know, some people, Shauna, not us, not really you and me apparently, but other people might have something to do, you know, involving some sort of
whatever. I think we should talk about cool events coming up in 2010.
Yeah, we can definitely do that. Stephanie, I have one more caller I want to bring up who's trying to get on, and then let's just bring that caller up and then take it from there. Hi, area code 618.
Hi, it's Trish.
Hey
Trish. Are you here to defend Mike's honor?
Yeah, I've got a lot to say, right? So I thought, you know, everybody's being all nice to my best friend, and then Steve's totally, like, you know, dogging him for Viagra, and...
I really thought that was him. I really did.
Did you really? Seriously? That's awful.
He doesn't sound like Peter.
I'm just glad I didn't have to follow the Viagra guy, because, you know, I can't top that, I don't think, and I definitely have not written any books in 2009, let alone two books. So I definitely do not want to follow Jason. And
Jason's a hard act to follow.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, I'm not as intellectual this evening as Bill Borman. So I don't know.
That was pretty intellectual.
Borman's deep tonight. But Borman, you know, Borman will take over the world if we don't watch out. He's on his way.
Oh,
right.
Well, that's what Ben thinks.
That's funny.
One tweet at a time.
One tweet at a time. Right, there you go. Hi, Bill.
Hi. How are you doing?
I'm good.
Listen,
good
Bill,
to talk to you
here,
again.
Since we're talking to Bill again here. Bill, I mean, I got to know. Maybe we've heard this before, but, I mean, literally, do you really ever sleep? I mean,
really?
Bill, right?
Occasionally. Occasionally. I sleep for about 3 hours a night.
Oh, my God.
That's what I need. I need 3 hours. Sometimes I'll get 4 or 5, but I need about 3 hours.
Jeez.
It's just energy. Life's too exciting.
I would be useless to the world if I only had 3 hours of sleep.
You're a madman. It must be that fine English food and you know, your exercise regimen. It's got to be something, right? There's got to be a secret to it, right?
Yeah, and the best time for me to be online, I do a lot of analytics, and the best time for me to be online and when I get the most visits to my blog is 3:45 a.m. in the morning, which gives you an idea of where my network is. So I need to do night shifts all the time, otherwise I'm going to miss the conversation.
Yeah, all right. Well, we digress. Trish called in, and Trish called in, and now we're talking to Bill again. Again, Bill taking over the world. So, Trish, what's happening with you? What are your thoughts? 2010, what's on your mind?
2010, you know, I definitely just want to spend my time really connecting more. So, 2009, I've met a ton of my friends from Twitter, went to as many conferences as possible, and, you know, I just want to do more of that in 2010. I want to meet some more of the people that I've talked to every day on Twitter or through the blogs and collaborate more, too, I think. You know, there are some special projects I'm working on right now, nothing that's quite ready to be announced yet, but we'll, in the next month or two, have a couple different things coming out, so that's pretty exciting. And
you know, I love the special projects, because, you know, I about that today, and I feel like I'm a loser because I don't have a special project.
You do, too.
You do.
Really.
You totally do.
Yeah,
right.
Dave, you are a special project. Don't worry about it.
I'm working on. I can't really talk about it right now, but look out.
But don't just say that you don't have one just because you can't talk about it.
I think I'm working on a special project with Steve, so obviously we're
no,
not.
No, what?
True?
I don't know anything about that.
Whatever.
You know what? Hey, let me tell you something, because I went to visit my grandma recently, and she lives in Arkansas, and she just turned 90, and she has Alzheimer's, and she can't really remember anything at this point, which is, I know it's sad, but she's so sweet, and she has such a good time, but anytime she gets a little stressed out, she'll just say, I don't know anything about that. I just don't know anything about that. So, Steve, I just handled my Grammy.
Yeah. There's one thing I've learned, Donna. We're on episode 24, and there's one thing I've really learned is, like, the less I talk and the more the guests talk, the better off we are. And I've learned that.
So you're being silly.
I'm not going to let the tables get turned on me. Sidon tried to do it. Trish is trying to do it. You know.
It's because they love you.
I can ask Borman a question, and he's going to talk for 5 minutes, and he won't, you know, really let me want to talk, which is fine. So.
So we want to know more about the host. I mean, that's really what we're missing here. I mean, I want you to one interview.
If I get into a pinch, I'm going to pitch Borman a question. We'll talk about, soccer or something. Yeah. Hey, cool, Trish. Well, thanks so much. You know, honestly, lots of folks said it came up earlier tonight, but honestly, for a lot of folks in the space, folks who were able to get there, the 50 or so of us who were there, the HR Evolution was an awesome event, really fun, really kind of meaningful, and I had a great time there meeting folks and being a part of that. So thanks to you and to Ben, who I don't know if he's listening anymore. He's been hanging around, but thanks to you and Ben for
calling again.
Peterson as well. I don't know if Crystal is listening right now, but she did a ton of work on HR Evolution, and really that, you know, you'd agree with me, Trish, that really sort of unsung behind-the-scenes grunt work that Crystal took care of everything, and she was phenomenal, and the HR Evolution was a fantastic event, and we look forward to the HR Evolution, too.
Yeah, thank you. I mean, I guess that I could at least say that we're very, very close to announcing when and where that will be. So we've had, I'll say this, you know, sort of behind the scenes, we've had a lot of interest both from people, you know, sort of throwing out locations. We've had people offering to be sponsors already. And so anyone interested in doing that can contact me through Twitter or through the blog. And, but yeah, so soon. It'll be in a couple months. So.
Yay.
We're looking forward to it, and it'll be bigger. You know, we're hoping to get at least 100 to 150 people for the next one.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that would be really cool.
That's
And there's a lot of excitement about it. We definitely need to do it. If we don't do it, Borman will do it for us. That's the way to think about it.
Ooh, yeah.
You never know.
That's not true.
Oh, whatever.
Bill and I might play.
He's doing his Austin Powers.
He'll organize it while we're sleeping. That's how he'll get us, you know.
It's his advantage over us.
Right. Well, I was going to say,
Trish led the way.
We're bringing
Bill Borman, and
they're
not going
to
be able.
Go ahead, Stephanie. What was that?
No, I was just going to ask Bill. Is there not going to be a blogging track for True London?
There is a blog in Battle of the Bloggers, and I can tell you it's which is going to have. You want it, Trish? It's got Laurie, it's got John Inman, Andy Hedworth. It's got some real high-profile bloggers, so it's going to be very interesting.
I was going to say I love Andy Hedworth in this because he's a Liverpool fan like myself, so I'm with
you. and we'll get a chance to talk about some real football. I'm going to educate you, Steve.
In fact, I'm planning on going. We talked about this briefly, but I'm hoping to get
you're
my
going. I have the tickets. I have the tickets.
Right?
I
cannot tell you how excited I am to go to a real football match in London.
Well, we're going to see Fulham, so it's not really a real football match, but they've got a couple of Americans playing and stuff, so you'll enjoy that.
That's reasonably close. Awesome.
Yeah.
Hey, I want to just quickly before this, whoever this is loses patience. This is sort of an ongoing theme on the show the last few weeks. My shots at the 513, and it happened again tonight. So we do have another 513 caller on down on line 18. So I'm going to take that call right now and see who this is.
Yeah, I'm calling in out of spite. I've got to spite you.
Oh. Hey, Jennifer.
Hey. No, actually, I wanted to call in because I've got some secret plans in the work that I'm going to be announcing soon that I can't really talk about tonight, but I thought I'd let everybody know that I've been working on this for a really long time.
Do you have secret plans?
It's secret right now, but I'm going to be announcing it soon. So I just thought I'd let everybody know so that you could be ready.
You are so awesome.
But Jen, the key is our – but do you have Viagra to talk about as well?
No.
Have you written a book? I mean, do you have a book coming out?
Everybody is writing a book or has written a book, so of course I'm writing a book. It'll be out soon. It's part of my
secret. Yeah, it's part of the secret plan. You can't tell us what it's called, right?
Yeah. That's a special
project we're working on. Steve.
Everybody's writing a book.
We're all
everybody should add that to their bio right now. I'm writing a book.
Yeah, let me just make sure, and just to make sure everybody knows, this is – who just came in from the 513. It's Jennifer McClure, the Cincy recruiter.
Jennifer!
Trying to, you know, redeeming the 513 a little bit, you know.
We're all trying. We've all, like, taken turns, so.
What is with your city there, Jennifer? I don't know.
You know, it's just we're so, Cincinnati is kind of like 3 to 5 years behind everything, so the technology here, you know, we're still on dial-up and things like that, so, you know. It just takes us a while. We're really trying, and you're making us feel bad because we're trying so hard to be hip and cool like everybody else, but you're just not accepting
it. I feel
us
like a big
bird.
But I love Cincinnati. I was in Cincinnati. I managed to get to Cincinnati once last year, and it was great. You know, the short about – I don't know if I was actually in Cincinnati. I guess I was in
– No, you were in Cincinnati.
In the Tuscaloosa, Ohio area there by the airport. So nice.
You were in Cincinnati there, so.
No one knew where they were, but Jennifer was great. That was the first time I met Jennifer. It was great. We had a fun time, so I hope
and
to get
I
back
paid,
there. Next
year. And I paid for dinner.
Oh. Yeah, that was phenomenal, too, and that worked out well for me, so that was.
Shameless.
See, my standard offer is if anybody comes to visit me, I would pay, but no one comes here. No one's coming to Rochester, right?
And I would go to Rochester.
All right.
You're going to fly me out?
Yeah, absolutely. That's, anybody who's listening, come to Rochester. I will take care of you. We'll go. I know the place to go. We've got a great barbecue place that I go to all the time. That's where we'll go. So that's the deal, whoever's
great.
In Rochester.
Okay, you'll see me August of 2010. How about that?
You're
going
to be here,
right?
Absolutely. Good.
Okay.
Let's do that. Maybe we should have like the next true whatever, you know, should be in Rochester.
Right.
Why not, right?
No, we're having the
first.
Why do we
not have
the,
we'll
go
anyway.
The first HR happy hour conference at Eric Weingartner's house here in Cincinnati.
Oh.
So I invited everybody last show.
Well, you know,
that?
I think, you know, speaking of that, we talked sort of kiddingly about doing the best HR city show, but I actually want to do it, and we may even do it next week. So we have to sort of organize the parameters of how we're going to declare the best HR city and make sure we get enough representation. But the thing I thought would be whichever city we declare, and that's really just Sean and I declaring it. There's no really
voting.
It's just whatever we decide. But we'll go to that city and do the show from there at some point in 2010. So
awesome.
That's a great idea.
We need to get some cities lined up. So if you're listening out there and you want your city in the mix for best HR city and a visit by the HR Happy Hour show, let us know. And
well, I don't know.
I can already tell
week.
You that you need to plan on December 15th of this year for Punk ATL 2 because Atlanta is by far one of the best HR cities, and Punk ATL is by far one of the best HR events.
Woo.
Mark that down.
Yeah.
Ooh.
That didn't look like a lot of fun,
yeah.
The one you guys just had down there. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, if you do the Best City show, you need to give us more than like 7 days' notice because we've got to have time to send out the carrier pigeons and the Pony Express here in
Texas. You do? You need more? All right. You need more time for that?
We need
more time to
let everybody know.
We could push it out another week. We could do that.
Well, what are we going to do next week?
If we get stuck next week, we'll just get... If we get stuck next week, we'll just book Bill Borman again, and we'll be fine. We'll
be
the hour.
We won't even have to talk.
We should have the show next week where everybody announces their secret plans.
Yeah, the secret plan show. I like that.
The secret show.
I like that.
I like that a lot. Let's do that.
So we can all talk and be very vague.
Yes.
I have my own secret mission I'm doing next week. That would fit in nicely.
Yeah, Shauna, you're not out of this, too. You've got this whole trip going on that you don't tell us anything about.
Yeah. I've told you, right?
You just
dude, haven't I told you?
You're not allowed to say what you're doing or who you're meeting, I believe. Is.
Oh, my God. Okay, so totally off the phone, I will tell you because I thought I already did tell you.
Wait a minute.
Off the
totally off the
done.
Phone. What's up with that?
Yeah.
Oh, Jennifer, you know.
If it can't be done,
oh, no,
yeah,
for this.
It's be real, yeah.
No, but we should totally do a secret plan show.
Yeah. I don't even want to talk to my family anymore if it's not on the air. I really don't. I want them to call the show. I'm interested in private conversations anymore.
Isn't that kind of like when your family is like, what are you doing? And you're like, read my blog.
Oh, yeah.
I tell you, Stephanie, I have an 8-year-old son. And the other day, I was we were sort of sitting in the family room near each other, right? Like within 4 feet of each other. And he was emailing me. And we sort of communicated for like about a half an hour time period on back and forth emails.
Yeah.
He was sitting 2 feet away from me.
That's awesome.
It's so cute.
I mean, not in a good way, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, you know, it's funny, but no, I agree. So, all right, so
Seriously.
That's HR City. We'll push that another week, and you know, don't worry, Jennifer. That you know, I'll call you offline, and you can help me sort out what we'll do next week. You know, now my plans are a little off, but
there you go.
We'll figure something out.
We'll make big plans.
It'll be the Jennifer McClure secret plan show.
We'll make big plans, and it'll be a secret, so everybody will have to call in to get what the what's up.
Yeah. I like it.
Hey, great. Hey, listen, let me do a quick reset. HR Happy Hour, we're hanging in there. We're about 45 minutes to go. The call number is 646-378-1086. Steve is here. Poor Shauna, Jennifer, Stephanie, Bill Forman's with us. Quite a few other folks I think are still hanging out on the line. I can't run them all down anymore. We've got a few more folks. Hey, Shauna, will you grab another call while I update my little notes here?
You're being very professional. Let's see. Yeah. How about this one? So I'm looking for area code 678.
Well, this is Todd. How are you guys?
Good. Hi.
Hi, Todd. Well, I was going to have a quiet evening, but Stephanie Lloyd ordered me to get on the phone and talk about Punk ATL 2010, so. But she beat me to it.
We'll do it anyway.
Well, you guys missed 200 people at Punk ATL 2009, so you just need to be at the next one. We had a pretty
that is pretty impressive.
We had a pretty good all-star cast, did we not, Stephanie?
We did, and in fact, I was pretty impressed with the write-up Craig Fisher did on the event tonight. I don't know if you saw that on Facebook, but he predicted that this is a new wave of the future. So that was
that sounds impressive.
Yeah.
What was behind the Punk ATL? It was a tweet up and a gathering, happy hour kind of thing. Was there? Is there any more like going on there, or was it really just a kind of a social networking kind of event?
Todd, do you want to talk about that, or do you want me to?
Well, Lori Rudiman was with us, and so I kind of took the lead from her blog, and being that it was one of a 20,000 holiday parties in Atlanta, we wanted to make it different, so we just kind of attached the punk theme to it and just did everything unorthodox and unique and different, and I broke all kinds of fire code that night at the restaurant because we had a lot more people. But it was a great party. Bill, I hope you get the Sex Pistols at one in London.
That's
we
an option.
We could certainly do that. We could do that. We may have that for the Curry tweet up.
Outstanding.
Yeah, you need to come here. We've got a Curry tweet up on the middle night, and when the punk will be there, and Laurie will be there in person. So I'm sure she'll be leading events.
Totally.
It can't be a punk event without Laurie in some way, shape, or form there. So.
Yeah, and if you can't get Laurie, like we couldn't tonight, you can get Ken maybe. He might be available.
There we go.
Yeah. So we managed to squeeze him in tonight. Hey, Todd, thanks so much for calling in. Hang on the line for a second. There's another caller I want to grab real quick who I'm pretty sure I know who this is and has been waiting for a little while. Hi, area code 434.
Hey, Steve. Hey, Shauna. How y'all doing?
Hey. Who is this? I know who this
is. It's Tammy in Greensboro.
Hi.
Tammy Colt in Greensboro, who I'm indebted
to. Yes, I hear you're drinking some good North Carolina beer tonight.
I am indeed. I've got a star. This is a Virginia one, apparently. Star Hill Ale Ale, which is outstanding.
Yeah,
and I think I'm now getting a reputation as a guy who doesn't pay for anything because I see Jennifer McClure took me to dinner. Trish apparently took me to dinner. Tammy sent me beer. Shauna sent me fudge. Somebody else sent me cookies. So I'm freeloading my way through life right now. It's awesome.
You obviously have a way with people to get them to do things for you, Steve. It's a talent.
I have a way with girls. It's because he's so dapper.
It is because he's so dapper. This is true.
Girls just want to send him things.
So I do have a little bit of news that I'm actually going to share and not be vague about.
Ooh. Oh, awesome. Go ahead, Tammy.
So in October of 2010, we are doing Converge South 2010, and it's a conference that has been going on here in Greensboro for about 5 years. And we work with bloggers, and we're doing a lot of personal branding and development. We're going to have a development track. I am working on, and Steve, you and I spoke about this earlier, I'm working on the tech shootout, which will be the closing keynote for this conference. So when I call on some of my HR Evolution friends to help me out with this, it's going to be good, and it's completely volunteer here in Greensboro, and I'm hoping that it's going to completely rock for October.
Yeah, that sounds great. It just sounds really
very
like
cool.
It's going to be fun, and I encourage. It's going to be a very reasonable conference. I think they're just, last I heard it was going to be $99 for 2 days for the conference, including your food. So can't argue with that. But you know, anybody wants to come down, I'm happy to help host and find places to stay if you don't want to do the hotel thing. And but this is going to be really awesome for me and for Greensboro. Try to put this little city on the map.
Yeah. Just make sure, if you can, share the link, if you have one, to the event site, if they have one up already. I know it's a little bit in the future, but, yeah, just make sure, you know, let us all know, make sure we the show knows, and we'll do our best to get the word out, absolutely.
I appreciate that. The site apparently goes live on, tomorrow, I guess, January 1st. So
sweet.
I'll be getting that information out here real soon, but... I've had some good meetings about it, so I was kind of excited to share that information and let y'all know that we're going to have a great blogging conference here and here down here in the South.
I love the South. I got to get back down there. It's been way too long for me to get south. Of, I guess Washington has been the farthest south I've been, probably.
And Washington is so north of the Mason-Dixon line, darling. You really need to work. Really need to work on that.
I lived in Virginia and Georgia for a while.
That is truly south. Yes.
Yeah.
Where in Virginia?
That's Washington. Washington's in the running for best HR city. I think we've a lot. We've had some really strong participation on the show this year from Washington. So
Mark's moving.
I am formerly from Washington, so.
Yeah, well, I know Mark is moving, right? So, but we still have some other dudes. Tracy, we have Jessica Lee's called in a number of times, China Gorman.
Tracy?
Tracy, right? Of course, Tracy. Let me think, there's someone else. Sorcerer
Kelly
Dindy, right? She's from Washington.
Mm-hmm.
I like, you know, Washington's strong. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'll see if they're going to get into the mix on that show. So, but that's cool. And Tammy, thanks so much, obviously, for the care package. It's great. And if we can figure out another reason for another, you know, package to come, we'll work that out. You know, maybe we can, figure something out. So, awesome.
You're very welcome, Steve. I'm glad you're enjoying it. And apparently I've created a list. So the folks that have DM'd me and said, hey, I want North Carolina beer, it will happen in the coming weeks.
That's more than you bargained for. I shouldn't have mentioned it.
it's cool because the main brewery down here could use the exposure. They're great people, and they work really hard. So I'm more than happy to export that.
Right, absolutely. No, it's good stuff. Thank you so much. Awesome. Shauna, I'm tired already. Are we going to keep going?
It's been a long show.
Ready for like a I know, 2 hour show. Can we? All right, so we have one more. Shauna, can you grab the last caller line? Looks like line 17 right now.
Sure, happily. So let's see. This is area code 210. Hello.
Can you guys hear me?
Kind of.
It's Kelly Minton, and it's.
Hello.
Hey, Kelly. Oh, hi, Michael.
How are you guys doing?
Wait a minute. Is this a double call? Is this Kelly and Michael together?
Both of us.
Our resolution for 2010 is to be green, so we're just going to use one more call.
Awesome.
Oh, my God.
First
very responsible of you.
For happy hour, Kelly and Michael. How are you
nice.
Guys doing?
Awesome.
Hi, guys.
Y'all laughing a lot on that end.
Hey, Marva.
Very giggly.
Up, man? Are you like hobbled? You walking around? How you feeling?
Oh yeah. Are you better?
Yeah. Some good drugs and a really tight brace helped with that quite a bit. So I'm good now. It's all right.
What about the baby? They're all okay. They sent me a text message a few days later, said they made it safe to their destination, and, you know, just
okay.
Kind of
oh, that's nice.
Yeah, it's good to know that everyone is okay.
Good.
Well, yeah, that was some story. That was fantastic.
Yeah, that was a fun night.
I don't know how much of the show you've heard tonight, but let's go with this, sort of the theme of tonight, the one theme that I can remember so far for tonight. Are there any secret plans that you guys are working on that you're asking God?
Ooh, that's kind of a loaded question.
Yeah, well, okay. I guess I'll go. Yeah, there is. There's secret plans, so I can't tell you about them. I guess they're all
secret?
Well, great. Thank you. That's great.
All the confirmation we needed.
There's some great things going on next year, and I think I can't speak about them yet, but when they're finally released, I think it's going to be an exciting opportunity and some good directions. I don't know. You know, I thought about this whole prediction thing for a while because Kelly and I made that fun video for Bill. And I don't know if we really knew what to say in terms of predictions, but from what I'm seeing in the market right now, it seems that 2009 was a year that was really spent just sitting back and being in awe at social media for a lot of companies and talent acquisition groups and everything else. And I think that 2010 will be the year when they finally say, okay, well, this is all great and dandy, but how do we actually do this? How do we make this cost-effective for our organizations? So that's a lot of what I'm seeing on my end. And I would hope that this progresses forward because imagine an HR evolution with, all these, corporate people there that really want to learn because it has an impact on their bottom line. So.
Yeah. I think that's great. I think that's a great idea. And that's, it makes a lot of sense. Okay, wait
Hello?
A second. Whoa. Who's taking Kelly? Was that you?
No. Go ahead, Kelly. What do you think?
No, I don't.
Kelly doesn't want to talk now. She's
aww.
Come on, guys.
Yeah, hey, Kelly, I have something. I have a link I needed to send you. I didn't get a chance today, but I'll send it to you tomorrow. It's a couple of it's a Buffalo Bills thing, which I think you'll find very amusing. So I'll make sure I send it to you.
That perked my interest right there, Buffalo Bills.
She's back.
Go Bills.
So how are you doing in Texas? You're missing Western New York. It's cold and miserable and raining tonight. And just nasty.
Yeah, it was 80 degrees here today, so I can't say that I'm missing, the Buffalo snow all that much today. My family, though. But other than that, I'm having a great time down here. My folks showing me around, and I'm getting used to it. I like it down here, so.
Great.
Happy to be
okay.
Here.
Well, make sure the next time you're back up here, you let me know.
Okay. Oh, we definitely will.
Oh, I got to taste those chicken wings. I got to get back up to Buffalo soon, man. That's some good stuff.
Yeah, I tell you what. They know how to hunker in the wintertime and make some decent food and try to ride out the storm, if you will. So Buffalo's a good town.
But hopefully there's lots more going on next year with Red Shoe Project, too. I know Stephanie's on the line and Bill's on the line. Stephanie put together the Red Shoe Project Atlanta, which is an awesome event this year. And we're chatting with Bill about doing an event out in London with the Red Shoe Project as well. But there's some changes coming with the project itself and perhaps making it an actually official 501c3. But that's been so great. And so many of you, I know there's a number of you that are actually listening right now who have dedicated a lot of time and effort to making this successful, and I just want to say I really appreciate your help.
Well, hey, look, you're welcome, and we want to have you in Atlanta anytime. And also, if we can go ahead and start planning for a Red Shoe Project tweet up for 2010, let's do it.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Sweet.
Cool. Sounds great. Well, guys, thanks so much for checking in. Hang out with us as long as you can,
yeah.
If you like it. It's great to hear from you both again.
Happy New Year.
Shauna, we got another caller who just popped in, so let me go ahead and grab that one.
Cool.
Hi, area code 678. 678, you're on the HR Happy Hour.
Hey, it's Chris Avrilla.
Hi, Chris.
Oh, Chris. This
Happy
is one
New
of my
Year,
favorite
everybody.
People in the entire world right here.
You know, I don't unfortunately have any projects, public or secret, to offer either. And no book. As a matter of fact, I'm probably the only HR and recruiting person even without a blog, so I'm thinking maybe I'd need to millennium and do that and then kind of work my way up to the book and secret project.
You need the blog, yes.
Yeah.
Totally.
Well, I was getting ready to check out, but I didn't want to do it without wishing everybody a very, very, very happy new year.
You too.
Yeah, thanks.
Happy new year.
Chris, I tell you what, Chris is one of my absolute favorite people. I mean, Chris, I don't know, we're probably the beginning of 2009 when we sort of first got acquainted. It's been a while, but...
Oh, my God, I think it was actually...
Was it 08, even?
Yeah, I think it was even before that, back in 2008. So,
yeah, Chris,
definite
Chris
mutual fan society going on.
Absolutely, I love Chris. Chris did a webinar, as I recall, that's how I sort of... learned about her, and she did this awesome webinar one time. I think it was a Human Capital Institute webinar, and after it was over, I sent her a message or I sent her a Twitter DM or something about it, and then from there, we just sort of connected and became friends, and Chris is fantastic. Despite being a Georgia Bulldog fan, I'll let that go. I'll overlook that. That's cool. And
that's right. Yes, I long forgave you for, being a Gamecock.
Yeah, right. I know. We got a big game. My Gamecocks are playing on the 2nd, so I'm getting excited for that.
Yeah, embarrassingly enough, you guys scored a way better ball than we did.
Yeah, I know. That's good.
Well, it's okay. We'll give you 1 year. Oh, I was just watching. I'm watching my Twitter stream, and I may have a project, Eric.
Great.
Eric's tweeting that we're going to share a blog now. We can co-blog. The only other HR recruiting.
Much worse than Eric.
A secret project, though. You shouldn't really say much about it right now, right?
Well, he already blew it out on the online, so.
Damn.
So, Sean, we got to figure out when we can do secret project unveiled show. I guess that's what.
Yeah, we do.
That's all next year, right?
Totally.
I thought we already said that was next week.
Yeah, we got to do something next week now.
I don't know if anybody willing to be forthcoming next week. Do we?
I don't know. It's a secret. I can't tell you.
Next week I might replay this show again. I might not have time to do another show. But we'll get it. You know, Jennifer, we could get you. You could be like a special guest host, and I'll just hang back and call in.
There you go. It'll be all 5-3 HR happy hour, so everybody can call in 513.
Yeah. Hey, Chris, thanks so much. Hang out with us as long as you can. I appreciate it very much. Happy New Year. Thank you very much.
Happy New Year, everyone.
Happy New Year.
All right, so let's see. I think we have... I'm not sure. I guess we have one more caller. Let me see. Hang on. Oh, no, that's Tammy. 864 is Tammy, right?
I believe so.
434 is me.
Okay.
Oh!
All right, we're caught up. That's it. We're caught up on calls. All right, so, hey, jump in, 646-378-1086 is the number. If you're hanging out and want to get on, just press 1. There's a couple people hanging out and listening. If you want to come on, just go ahead and press 1, and I'll put you up right now. Anyone else wants to jump in, again, 646-378-1086. We've got about 25 more minutes to go.
You guys have to help us fill the space.
Oh, my God. I know we've taken a ton of calls. By my count, we've taken 17 calls. But
that's insane.
No, it's sick. But we're still hanging out. So what else is going on, Shauna? I mean, do we need to take a little, musical interlude, a little break?
Do you have something queued up?
I tell you what, the quality, Borman, and you can vouch for me on this side. It sounds like the sound quality through this platform is horrible lately. I've had a lot of problems with the sound lately.
I have a question.
Yes.
Woo!
The question is, how many other people that did the Bill Borman video blog was their first video blog they'd ever done? Because I, quite frankly, was terrified of doing it.
took me an hour to figure out the software. And yeah, I mean, I've got a background in computer science. It took me an hour to figure out the software. And trying to post to this blog was, it was hilarious. I was calling on Greensboro people to, oh my God, help me figure out how to do this.
Hang on one second, Jeremy, before we come back to that. 864, can you hear me, Paul?
I can now, yeah.
There you go. I'm sorry. We'll come back
to that. Hey, everybody, sweet. HR happy hour. Paul's got a drink.
Oh, I bet.
Great, Paul Hubert. Paul, how are you?
It's early.
That's fantastic. You sound like a million bucks, really. I mean.
You haven't passed out yet, I see.
I just want to get up to Tammy's thing so I can pick up my possum on the way and grill that bad boy out.
We have good restaurants in Greensboro. They don't all serve possum. Come on now, Paul.
You know, true story, I did go down to Ironton, Ohio one time with somebody from Ohio State when I was going to school there, and they did have possum stew for dinner.
Oh,
serious?
Serious.
Oh, that I have no doubt.
It was good. It was good.
It tastes like chicken. Don't worry about it.
Well, Happy New Year to everybody. Thanks for putting me on the phone. My hands are getting tired.
Yeah,
oh, sorry.
Well, great. Thanks for calling in, Paul. I know you were getting ready for the show. I saw your show prep. I saw your little, you know, your little setup there, which looked pretty cool. So you're having a pretty good night.
The kids are out. We're home. See, when you get old like me, then the kids go out and you stay home.
doing that weight up thing, right?
Well, I just like to let everybody know that Paul Hubert and I went to dinner in Cincinnati and Paul paid. So there you go.
Ooh,
there you go.
Classy.
So it's nice when somebody else pays, Steve, right?
He's clearly much classier than I am. It's obviously my fault. No, that's fine. I accept that.
It's not your fault. Happy.
I'm sure the next time we go to dinner, I will make things right.
That's the way I work it. I try to embarrass people into paying the next time.
But Steve's just so used to girls taking care of him.
Really? That's a relatively recent phenomenon, I'd have to say.
Hey, I got a question for the group. Is, you know, I watch everybody's Twitter streams and everything. Everybody's going to these freaking conferences and stuff, like in True London. Who the hell's paying for this stuff? Somebody send me a little swag my way.
So, Paul, that's what I'm gathering. It's a blatant plea for a little swag, a little, you know, True London.
Ooh, a little sponsorship, yeah.
All right.
Definitely.
All right, that's fair enough. That's reasonable.
See, all I need is a True London conference in October because I'm going to be in London the end of October. So can we do it
end
again?
Of October?
Can we do it again there? Yes.
We're going to be doing something in October, which might just tie in with you. How long are you over for?
It's only going to be 2 days. I've got a trip planned for other places. But, yeah, I'm going to be there in October.
In October, I'll come back to you in a minute. I'll tell you where we are in October. We're in India in November, but that won't be much good.
Wow.
No, the ship doesn't go there.
I'll see when we've got... I think we might just have... No, are you in London or are you in Manchester?
London.
If there's no event in London, I will meet you and I'll take you to meet some interesting folks. So.
Oh, so that would be fabulous.
Yeah, we'll take care of you. Just get in touch.
Hey, Danny, make sure Gorman pays, though, because, like, you know, follow my lead. Don't
I'm English. I'm English. The gentleman always pays. So it's not the 13th and 14th, because I'll be in Vancouver then.
I think the 13th and 14th, I'll be back in New York, so I'll have to figure this out. Anyway.
We'll work it out. Either I'll look after you, or Matt Alder or Andy Hedworth, or someone will make sure you get to meet the right folks in London.
Oh, that'll be fabulous.
And we'll tell you how much the taxes should cost.
Speaking of that, there's another caller from Country Code 44 who's been hanging out for quite a while right now, and I haven't put up because they haven't, you know, pressed one and raised their hand, so I wonder who that might be. They've been on the line for pretty much the whole show.
I would have a guess that that's probably Alan, but we shall see. So show yourself, whoever you are, from England, and let's know who you are.
That's it. I kind of got out of the habit of popping up people who hadn't raised their hand, just because you never know if they're really going to be prepared or have anything to say, or want to come on. So I tend not to unless they go ahead and
they ask. Yep.
Yeah, indicate that they want to come on.
Right.
All right, 20 more minutes to go, you know. Shauna, how you doing?
I'm doing good. I got a new screwdriver.
Let's talk about your rebranding thing. We mentioned it way at the beginning of the show, but why don't you talk about a little bit more what you're doing on your site and what you're thinking and what your plans are.
So I guess recently my concern has been that maybe the HR Minion kind of branding that I have might be causing people to, you know, jump to the conclusion that I'm more of an entry-level kind of person, because when you think Minion, that's admittedly probably what you think. So it kind of was pointed out to me recently when I was talking about looking for work and posting my resume that, you know, maybe people are surprised now if they actually look at it and see that I have more experience than they probably thought I did. And, you know,
right.
And if I'm looking for work, that's not good.
Right.
So I was a little worried, as much as I really like the HR Minion brand, and I think other people like it too, you know, if it's all about first impressions sometimes, maybe that could be holding me back a little, and maybe I should stress my level, you know, of experience and education and professionalism a little bit more. So that's why I was kind of thinking that this might be a good opportunity to push that a little bit more and change things a little. So I don't know what that could be, which is why I've kind of opened that up to, you know, my readers, and, you know, everyone out there is free to chime in on whether do you think I should keep it, do you think I should change it a little, just go with my name, you know, whatever.
Have you ever been asked about your blog in an interview? I mean, is that's typically not what you lead with when you're looking at getting a job or someone contacts you or is interested in you, right?
Right. Actually, I've never, no one that I've talked to either, you know, in an interview or phone screen or whatever has mentioned it. However, I'm afraid that maybe any potential opportunities I might be getting, I could get through my blog, could be curtailed by the fact that I'm branding myself as a minion.
You could just have a really good tagline that emphasizes the HR minion, you know, moving into some sort of expertise. It could be part of your secret plans that you're working on.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
Can I jump in with a question here, Steve? Can I just ask a question?
Off of the minion thing and then points to your expertise could be all that you really need to do, because you own a minion, that's for sure.
Right, and, you know, and like I said, I'm not, if everyone really likes it, I might still keep it and just change the way I approach it.
I know you set up, Shauna, I know you set up a poll on your site to get some solicited feedback, and so what are the early returns on that poll?
Well, so far, there's a lot of people who seem to like HR Minion, so I am getting votes saying that I should just keep it. But some people are actually leaning towards Chief Operating Minion.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, it sounds a little bit more professional, doesn't it?
And it's unique. I mean, I don't think there's anyone else out there that with the Chief Operating Minion brand, right?
Right. It is also unique, yes. And part of it is I kind of like the Minion thing because I, you know, like you guys have said, I do own it.
Maybe you can hire minions to work for you. Position yourself, like you say, as the cheap minion.
My own minions?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's cool. Yeah, I like Chief Operating Minion. You know, and I think I suggested something different on your blog, and I probably voted for something else, but now I'm changing my vote. I like Chief Operating Minion, I think.
Yeah, those kind of still keep the minion-ness in there.
We guilted, I think we guilted whoever is on country code 44 to raise their hand, Bill,
oh,
so let's go ahead and bring them up.
Is anyone else in there, or is it just me?
Hey,
keep
country
the minion.
44.
Hi, it's hi Steve and Bill. It's Jason here from Twit Jobs in London.
Hi, Jason.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. Yeah, I just wanted to. Well, first of all, I didn't want to be mysterious and just kind of lingering in the background, but I also just wanted to say Happy New Year to all you guys over there.
Well, thanks. Same to you. Yeah, I didn't mean to call you out. You know, I just I thought it was interesting because Bill is usually our only representative from the UK, and so to have another caller on the line from the UK was interesting to me.
Yeah, well, I think Bill and I kind of work in the same time zones. I'm pretty much 24/7 as well, so... It's interesting to hear these radio shows that Bill and Alan and you guys have been doing, and I've been listening for a while, but haven't really sort of called in before, so it's the first time ever, really.
Good. Ring in and speak. We're not very scary. Ring in and speak.
Well, I am really listening whilst I'm working, and it's really good stuff that you're saying, and, you know, I just wanted to kind of wish you a Happy New Year and say hello.
Well, great. Well, Jason, thanks very much. Same to you.
Thanks for
timing in. Appreciate that. Hey, Sean, we have one more. Why don't you grab that last caller on the bottom of the list there, line 13, it looks like.
Let's see. Ah, there we go. So this is area code 434.
That would be me with Altel, bless their hearts, knocking me off the line.
Oh, okay. Wait a minute. This is Tammy Root Part 2, right?
Yeah, that would be me Part 2.
Hi. Well, we did have an... Sorry about that.
Well, I'm counting you as another caller. I'm counting you twice, you know? I'm counting you twice.
I love our
cell phones. Fantastic, yeah. Hey, I think, do we have everybody? Whoa, we got one more, Sean, one more, line 14. I don't know what that is. I think that's a Skype call on the bottom there.
Oh, okay. I'll grab it. So, newest caller?
Hi, it's Alan in England.
Hi, Alan.
Oh, another England.
I couldn't let Bill get away with it all night, monopolizing the call, and Margo threw out a challenge, hoping I would still be awake. So, there's at least three of us in England that are still up.
Are you guys, like, rivaling each other for the man who sleeps the least and gets the most done kind of title? Right?
Well, we got a long way to go to keep up with Bill for the lack of sleep and getting the most done, that's for sure.
Right.
Absolutely.
Hope you've been having a great show tonight, though.
Yeah, we're having fun. It's kind of a loose show, you know, no real plan, just having lots of folks who are friends of the show and listeners, call in and say hi, and it's been fun. I've enjoyed it, and it's kind of cool that folks can spend a little bit of their New Year's Eve and hanging out with us tonight, and I've really had a good time with it.
Excellent. So are you planning to do anything? You're going to just rest on your laurels after the show's over?
Just for me, yeah, you know. In fact, where I'm at, the weather's turning kind of nasty. I've heard the snow plows come by a couple of times, so I think venturing out is probably a bad move on my part. Luckily, Sammy Colson sent me a nice care package this week, so I should be offset for the rest of the night.
Well, it sounds like fun. We've already had our care package, just to make you jealous. Lobster, champagne, chocolate mousse, the perfect New Year's Eve dinner.
Awesome. Fantastic. So we're going to see you out of True London then, I imagine, right, Alan?
Absolutely. Jill's got me working about 17 sessions, I think, at True London, so... we're going to be obviously doing a lot of coverage for RC Euro as well, leading up to it and during the event, and looking forward to seeing a lot of you guys from North America coming over and checking out merry old England.
Yeah, I can't wait. I'm excited. It's been a long time for me, and I can't wait to stay out there. And I know Bill's got me working, too. The last time I checked, I think I had three sessions. And
wow.
I should check again and make sure I don't have, like, five or six that I'm not, and I'm also doing catering or something while I'm there. You know, I got to...
They want your barbecue skills.
I do that. That I would do. I'm a little disappointed. You know, we talked a little bit about HR Evolution earlier in the show, and that was my one disappointment with HR Evolution was that in the original plan of HR Evolution, I was going to drive there in my pickup and haul my, you know, my whole barbecue rig with me and cook, but that didn't work out. So I was a little disappointed in that.
Hey, Steve, I had a great idea. Drive down to North Carolina for Converge South. You can set it up in my backyard, and we will have an HR Southern Evolution.
Yeah, I tell you what, I would do that. I'm up for that. We can work that out. I'm trying to upgrade my equipment to get one of those big, you know, pull behind rigs, you know, that's on a giant trailer.
Oil barrels.
Yeah, yeah.
55 gallons worth of barbecue.
I love it. So yeah, definitely figure out a way I can incorporate some unconferencing with some barbecuing would be high on my list of goals for 2010. Other than all the secret plans I have, which I'm not allowed to talk about, I mean, forget, you know, just put those aside. But I'm happy to talk about.
It coincides with your book release, right?
Yeah, my book's coming out that I can't talk about right now.
Nice.
My new blog. What else are we hearing tonight? My new blog, my book, my new brand.
Conference.
Yeah, my new conference I'll be sponsoring. And where should we have it, Shona?
Fan club.
Where?
Your fan club, your level
of
dapperness.
Yeah, well, no.
The fan club's old news.
We still are alive and kicking, thank you.
That whole Steve Bowes is dapper. That was 2009. I think we need to stop. You should see Hebert, by the way. If you saw Hebert in the blazer he wears, his corporate blazer that he wears to his conference events, oh, my God. You wouldn't be talking about me. You'd be talking about him.
You mean my logo-identified suit?
Yeah, that's phenomenal. That's the walking billboard that you have?
That's right. Everybody's got logo-identified shirts, but who's got a logo-identified suit?
I say,
would
you have a picture of that? You've got to get a picture of that and tweet that out and put it on the hashtag so folks can see what we're talking about. If anybody, quite frankly, if anybody's off listening, I'm talking like anyone has hung out for an hour and 52 minutes and stuck it out with us. Hey, there's one more person on the line, Sean, and it's 513, and their hand isn't raised, but I'm almost afraid to just, I almost want to click them on just in case. Should we?
Oh.
Take them by surprise or what?
Put them on the spot?
Yeah, what do you think?
Are they a new caller?
Are you still with us, Jennifer?
Yes, I am.
There's another 513 caller on the line. Should we put them
on? Oh, is it Ben? Is he being sneaky?
I think it might be
that.
You know what, it might be
Eric. Oh, is it Eric?
It's Eric.
Eric, is this you?
You're lucky you didn't get You Are My Sunshine, My Only Sunshine.
There you
go. On the spot like that. Can you see me rocking my kids with my headset on, listening to Blog Talk Radio? It's pathetic, really.
It's big for you. It's a big night. You're going to look back on this and say, man, 2009 New Year's Eve was rocking.
The kids will look back on this and go, man, New Year's Eve, my dad with his headphones listening to Blog Talk Radio.
I couldn't even get my kid to appear on the show. I asked
him. Oh, he doesn't want to call in.
Could not get him on. Not interested. No. This is the second time I pitched him, right? The second time, and both times he told me the same thing. He said, "Is it on TV?" And I said, "No." And he said, "Well, I'm not interested."
Aww.
So
he's smart enough to know
TV,
it's lame to be on the phone and on New Year's Eve like this. We are lame.
As
you know this,
on,
right?
We are kind of lame.
On TV,
Come on.
Terrible. It's ridiculous.
Unless we're all, like, you guys are all logging off and going somewhere fabulous after this, this is pathetic, really.
Really unbelievable.
I know.
Do you really have to call in for this?
I'm just keeping it real for Animal. You know, I don't want anything going
crazy.
Oh. He hasn't been around tonight. Shauna, you interacted with him briefly, I think.
I asked him to call in, and he said that he had a party if the donkey wasn't watching.
Even Animal had something to do.
I know. Even Animal had something to do that I had.
Animal's at a genealogy party. That's where he is. He's
like,
genealogy party.
Well, you know, I felt bad. We were off last week because it was Christmas Eve and we took the night off. So, you know, I worry. You know, we go off the air too long. People forget about us and they'll be listening to You know,
no excuses. I'm just glad I can now, when my friends say, what did you do? I was like, oh, I couldn't go. I had to do this Blog Talk Radio thing. You know, I couldn't, just couldn't miss this.
Yeah,
no fireworks for me.
I had a radio appearance, you know. I was, I had an appearance. So I was solicited to be on the radio, and that's it. So you don't have to get into
it. It's good to hear everyone's voice. I have to tell you, I was feeling a little out of the loop, not being able to listen in. So I had to hurry up and lose at Monopoly Junior and get on here.
Yeah.
We're happy you can make it.
You probably caught a little bit of the issues, maybe a little of the flack, you know, a little of the collateral damage from the 513 might be falling your way. I'm sorry that that's the case. But.
Aww.
And the Viagra conversation, I'm not sure about that.
There's 4 minutes to go on the show. We have one more person who wants to jump on, and I want to go ahead and grab the call.
Okay.
Hang on. Here we go. I'm trying. Area code 262. You're on the HR Happy Hour.
Hi, guys. It's Sarah White. Happy New Year.
Hey, Sarah. I'm glad you could call in.
Hi, Sarah.
I got pulled away from a grueling game of Rock Band to quit real fast at the end of the show. They had to quit. I hit 100% twice. So
wow.
I wanted to play anyway.
Cool.
Yeah.
Talk about lame.
Easy boys. What can I say?
Oh, whatever.
You are a little out of breath there. Drums, guitar, or vocal on the Rock Band.
A vocal.
I love Rock Band.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no. No drums or guitar. I'm not that coordinated. At all.
They're hurt.
Like asking me to play volleyball or something.
Well, thanks for dropping in. Yeah, we had a long show tonight. We just got a couple minutes left, so thanks for calling in, Sarah.
Absolutely. Yeah. Happy New Year, everyone. I'll see you, HR Minion, in a week. And it's been fun watching the tweets.
Sarah, I'm going to see you out of two London. You and I will be working together on at least one session that I know of.
Yeah.
Cool.
I think they're doing 3 sessions at True London, so one for sure with you, maybe 2. So very exciting to see everyone in London as well.
Yeah, that's great, great, awesome. Well, thanks so much for calling in and saying hello.
Thanks, guys. I'll talk to you
thanks,
next
Sarah.
Sarah.
Bye.
Back to the Rock Band. Hey, guys. Okay, I'm not going to take any more calls. I'm sorry for hanging out. I'm not going to get to you. We've just got a couple minutes left. Let me see if I can do a quick, Sean. I attempted to take notes tonight of everybody.
Did you?
Here we go.
Ooh.
Let's say a big thank you to Ken Rudeman, Lori Rudeman, Debbie Brown, Michael Cooper, Margot Rose, Stephanie Lloyd, Peter Clayton, Jason Seiden, Johnny Nick, the BK Recruiter, the last one, Brian Abramowitz, Tracy Tran, Bill Borman, Jennifer McClure, Todd Schenck, Kenny Colson, Kelly Mitten, Michael Long, Jason, whose last name I didn't catch from the UK, Alan Whitford, Eric Weingartner, and Sarah White. Did I get everybody? Is that everybody? All right, if I missed you. Oh, Trish McFarlane. I missed Trish.
Oh, bad.
It must have been number whatever on here. I think that's everybody.
Yeah?
I think that's our record for calls on one show. Awesome. Hey,
that is a lot of calls.
So let's just wrap up quick. We got 2 minutes to go. I just want to thank everyone who called in, listened in. It's New Year's Eve, I know, and most people, not us, of course, have better things to do. Thanks so much for listening, calling, tweeting. I really appreciate it. We had fun tonight, just casually. And
definitely.
Paul Hebert. I forgot Paul Hebert. Oh, thank you.
Brad, Steve.
Oh, my.
I know, it's terrible. I ran out of room on my pad, but and someone will remind me if I missed anybody. But so thanks so much. We had a great year. 24 episodes, Sean. It's fantastic. We'll be back next year. We'll probably do, I'm not sure actually what next Thursday show is going to be now. I'd like to do the Secret Plan show, but I'm not sure if anyone's really going to talk about their Secret Plan. We'll do the
I know, people will just call in and be really
lots
big.
Lots of other fun stuff coming up. If you have any ideas, comments, questions, anybody you want to see come on the show, any topics you want to see, hit us up, tweet it out, HR Happy Hour hashtag, let us know. Shauna, that's it for me. I'm tired. I'm done. How about you?
Definitely.
Awesome. Well, thanks so much, everyone. And good night.
Thank you.
Happy Hour. We'll see you next year. Happy New Year, everyone.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. See you next year. Thanks,
Happy
Steve.
New Year.
Bye.